Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Is win or go to Nantucket with Roman and his sister Anthony for the Boston Red Sox tonight, and an 8:08 first pitch for the Boston Red Sox, and we'll see. That is, well, it's an early start, but it's not really an early start tonight. It's a late start with an early pitcher is what it is, Curtis, this evening. So
I cannot wait. I am thrilled.
We'll be in Newport. I will be watching the game somewhere. I don't know where. O'Brien's was suggested, so maybe we all hoof it over to O'Brien's after dinner and after the events down there. And then we cannot wait to see you tomorrow morning, Rhode Island. We will be at the Newport Craft Brewery for a Flex Friday, and we will be joined by the great Jay Leno. I believe Jay Leno is going to beat the geek tomorrow. Are we on? Are we going to do that tomorrow, Shime? You v Jay Leno, beat the geek.
Sure, if Jay Leno's into it, let's do it.
Okay. On the failed bunt attempt last night, this is Al from Connecticut, who Wiggy cannot wait to talk to. So he must be backing Wiggy up on his ridiculous points this morning. Al, what's up?
Hey, good morning. Hey, first of all, love the show. Actually, I was able to meet you guys over at Matunuck Oyster Bar last year, and then we went to Ocean Mist afterwards, so yes. It was great to see you in person as well. Yeah, Wiggy, I've got place in East Lyme. You and your wife are welcome to come down anytime. So I played a college ball in upstate New York, actually played with Jim DeJays. For a year,
also,
and
also, no offense, but Abner Doubleday also played with you. But go ahead.
Yeah, gotcha. And okay. I saw you in the stands.
You were... Hey,
yeah. But anyway, go ahead. I can't wait.
Anyway,
to hear this.
So I agree with Curtis as well. It's a simulation and batting practice and so forth is completely different than trying to bunt live in the game, but the only guys that can tell you, I don't recall anybody in college learning how to bunt, but for the guys like me who couldn't hit. So the ones who come through, whether it be little league or high school ball, who are really deficient at hitting the baseball, like any other sport, you try to do what you can do well and you learn how to bunt. But I can tell you, as a teaching tool in high school or college, it just wasn't in the curriculum every day to learn, again, to learn how to lay down a bunt, unless you were fast, unless your hitting was deficient. So I'll pause.
Well, there you go. That's a college baseball player.
Right.
Knows a lot more than I do about college.
Says the guy who's been telling us for 2 weeks that Pop Douglas needed to know what situation he was in to get the first down.
He does.
So. That's not his coach's fault.
And no, I blame the coaches.
Oh, you did? I didn't remember that.
I blame the coaches. How do you not?
I don't remember you blaming the coaches at all.
It was the first thing I said.
I don't believe you did.
It was the first thing I said.
It was.
How do you not remember me saying that these guys
were on Drake? You were on Drake May. Should have talked to him about it in the huddle.
And I blame Vrabel and McDaniels for saying, how do these guys not know this situation?
You were on Pop, though, because you used to say, even you as a tight end, like when you went out there, you always knew, so
right.
That was on Pop.
Right, but that would also to be the coach also put it on us. That's knowing the situation and understand that. And the difference between Pop and Sedan is Pop caught the ball, right? So, like, Sedan should have been able to lay down the bunt.
But even if you catch the ball and you don't get the first down, it doesn't really matter.
But there's a difference if your coach is not throwing the football to you every day. If your coach is not working on you with bunting every day, you can't blame the player for that.
And when you're a football player, from when you're in Pop Warner through high school and college, and you play offensive line, you're taught not to jump off sides. You're taught not to false start. It happens every play. There's, you know, every game there's five or six of those calls in the NFL. So it's not that people have never learned to bunt. It's that you're asking someone to execute in a position that they are unlikely to succeed.
The comparison would be, and Curtis brings up a great point, is you asking an offensive lineman, all right, I need you to run a route on fourth down. But he never runs routes. It's the same situation here with Sadan. He might bunt, but that it didn't look like he did it a lot. When you watched him yesterday and everybody's talking about he should have laid off the first one. So how are people who have never played baseball or sitting at home played baseball in high school going, he should have laid off the first bunt? But this is a guy who you're telling me does it every single day and can't do that?
This is Justin from New Hampshire. Hello, Justin.
Hey, guys. You know, some of this is really maddening listening to people criticize Alex Cora. I think we got to give this guy some credit. You know, a quarter way through the year, they were 20-20. At the break, they were 8 games above 500. They finished the year 16 games above 500. Anyone that said they wouldn't be happy with a chance to beat the Yankees in the wild card round today is crazy. This guy is damned if he does, damned if he doesn't. Should he have been criticized at the beginning of the year? Yes. But the guy that called a couple callers ago is right. First and second, nobody out. Any baseball mind would tell you that is a legitimate time to ask a player to lay down a bunt, with the exception of like a David Ortiz or Manny Ramirez, something like that coming up. Listen, I think this guy's done a good job, and I think New England needs to get used to saying, when like just giving him the credit it's due. He's done a really good job bringing this team back, and I don't think he made the wrong call in asking Sadan to bunt.
You think there's an absence of people in the Boston area supporting Alex Cora? I mean, after game one, I said it, Wiggy said it, everyone said it. He managed circles around Aaron Boone.
Right.
I said if you switch the managers, the Yankees win the game. So you can talk about good moments and bad moments, but I just think last night in that spot, that is not a good spot to be asking Rafael to do that.
And Justin, how many games did we sit here and we watch this season where the Red Sox went to extra innings at home, have a runner on second base, and never laid down a bunt?
All right, Wiggy, Curtis, I agree with you, but let me just ask you this. Let's say that Don Rafael gets up and they don't ask him to bunt in that situation. Don't you think that it's possible that if he doesn't bunt and he strikes out, there aren't people crying every second about why didn't he ask him to bunt or why didn't they hit and run? Why didn't they do this? My point is this. Yes, you can argue certain moments, but all in all, Alex Cora for the last 30 to 60 days has done nothing but 95% of what he's done is right. That's my only point. And I hate listening to people complain about it. Nobody really says, hey, Alex Cora, he was the architect for the second half of the year, and you kind of have to if you're gonna fault them for the first half.
I mean, Sogard got one down the other night. Is that because Alex Cora just works with him privately on bunting?
Well, that was a good point.
Okay, so that's the player. That's the difference in the players.
The only way people are bitching if they don't have him bunt is if Sadan grounds into a double play.
Even then, Curtis, I would ask the question to the room.
You mean like Bregman did last night? Yes, go ahead.
No, I would ask the question to the room. It's in that situation, are we more upset if he grounds into a double play, like Curtis said, or of what he did last night, and of the bunting play? I would say we'd be more upset of him doing what he did last night. I'd rather see him swing the bat, and if he grounds into a double play, the guy's been hitting good.
Oh, no, he's
haven't you been
ripped.
Mr. Small Ball? Like
I have, but yes, I have. But, Shime, have they played small ball all year?
I mean, they've played a little bit in this series.
Shime.
It's the playoffs. It's a completely
it's different.
They did it one time.
These scenarios come up.
He had one game prior to last night.
So those games and extra innings don't count when you don't play small ball.
I don't think for them it's the same thing.
If he and Wiggy, I love you. If Sadan grounds into a double play instead of putting a bunt down, the entire city is demanding answers from Alex.
100%.
You have one job. Get the ball down, get the out, advance the runner. Like, it's simple. You just have to put the ball on the ground. It's
He should never have bunted on that ball anyways. The ball was
correct
3 feet outside the zone. Just pull the bat back and wait for the next pitch. The 1-1 count.
Why didn't he do that? He practices it every day.
Because he made a mistake.
The first one he's talking about. I mean, you could clearly see it was outside.
The second pitch.
What are you talking about?
Talking about the second pitch.
The second pitch.
The ball he popped out on.
No, but you said
it was like a foot outside the zone.
Missed the first one.
The first one he pulled back on and was a strike.
No, he didn't pull.
Were you watching the game?
Yes, the first one was a called strike.
No, it was not.
Yes, it was.
Make contact with the ball.
I'm not on the first one.
Okay, can somebody help me, please? I'm trapped in here.
Yeah, I'm trapped.
Somebody help me.
You didn't see the game.
I have to say, watching Greg do this with baseball talk, it makes me feel so warm inside.
The first bunt attempt was a called strike because he left his bat out there. Am I the only one who remembers that?
I don't want to weigh in because I feel like we have retribution.
No, the very first pitch was a called strike because he left his bat out there. And he should have pulled back. The second one is when he popped up. Do you guys not watch the game?
No, I watch. I just like it's hard for me to when you talk in circles.
It's
sometimes,
not in circles.
It is. But
what
then,
is circles about?
Because you are do so you, convicted.
What do you want to get?
You
want to get thrown off Twitch and play it for coach.
Wiggy, I pulled up the play-by-play.
It's a foul.
Here it is.
It was a foul ball.
First pitch, bunted foul.
Yeah, the guy, he was probably
smoked
into oblivion at that point and has no idea what he was watching.
So that's what I mean about
talking. I'm going back to look at it.
Wiggy, I have the ESPN play-by-play up in front of me. Do you want to apologize?
I'm accepting apologies for 1 minute.
Nope, I ain't apologizing nothing. I'm going to look at it my damn self. I don't trust nothing y'all say.
It was a 78-mile-per-hour splitter.
When I look at it and see it, I'll apologize.
Why don't you chat GPT? Nope, I
am not apologizing to none of y'all.
And then you look around and say, did you guys watch the game?
Nope, I'm not apologizing.
What you actually watched?
Yeah, nope.
Kick rocks on that one.
Oh.
Yep.
Kick rocks?
I mean, I have.
You know what that means? I don't want to offend anybody.
I do.
Last time I called you a heifer, you thought I was.
I wasn't offended. I just was pregnant and shocked.
No, it just means like a person that a mother doesn't like.
Is your back okay?
Oh, threw it out yesterday. I mean, I didn't clearly fully throw it out.
Santo is not allowing you to lift things.
He wasn't home.
Is he still having you lift your own luggage and stuff?
No.
Not in your condition.
No, absolutely not. But I was getting some packages from downstairs, and I
stop ordering things.
Oh, that's why you.
Save money
I
for
can't
the baby.
Stop, but oh. I picked.
Have you thought, you know how much college is going to cost
I do.
By the time you get there?
Oh, I already have a savings for the baby.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Every paycheck, I put some aside.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
But no, I picked something up and
left
side of my lower back went out, but I can walk and stuff. It just is, I'm in some pain, but it's okay.
And my guess is that Santo helps, but we don't tell Santo about certain packages. So we run down and grab them.
He's not home till Curtis, you know, so
well,
I try to clean it all up
amen.
Before he gets home.
Well, you want him to get into a clean house.
Exactly. Thank you. Yep.
Still waiting.
Yeah, I'm looking. It's taking a minute.
Taking a while.
He doesn't want to believe the evidence.
No. Listen, I got no problem apologizing if I'm wrong.
Are you on Netscape?
No, it's
Ash time. Where
it's
he got
19
it.
Minutes, so I have to get through
ESPN.
It
ESPN.
No, I don't go to ESPN.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, amen.
They're pushing
they don't
all
like
that,
hockey. I hate them.
They push all that.
He's on Cardi B's TikTok trying to find it.
Why are you looking at Magic City for if he bunted or not?
Why are you ordering lemon pepper wings?
Don't worry about that because they're the best. I don't go to ESPN. Too much left-wing propaganda.
Amen. Right. Breitbart.
Let's see. I'll apologize when I get it.
Wikipedia's woke.
Oh, the CIA. It's a psyop. I'm so excited for Newport. There's a little chocolate shop I love very nice in town.
Oh, really? I didn't know you were a chocolate shop
Well,
guy.
I go for James, but I got a couple for me.
Yeah, me and Curtis went to the one down in Falmouth during the road show one time. It was delightful.
When you don't drink gin, you got to get your sweet somewhere.
I'm dreading it because there's a place down there that Lindsay loves that has like these body lotions and candles that are like a thousand.
Sounds erotic.
$1,000 for like
I wonder what it is.
Serenity by Jan?
It's some place you go in there and they're playing the music. They have the chimes going on in the background, and the woman is some like, you know, wealthy Newport socialite who like slaps a label. She probably buys the body lotion for $20 and then slaps a Newport logo, like a label on it. That's $1,000.
People rave about the Nitro Bar in Newport. And it's a coffee shop, and I need a coffee from there. They look unbelievable. And
I don't think you're supposed to be enjoying coffee in your condition.
You can have a certain amount of caffeine a day. Okay. But I also checked to see if there was any food at the brewery. Wally's Wieners. Wally's Wieners.
Okay.
And they have more than just hot dogs. Very fried pickles, wigs.
Really?
Very, very good. Yep.
Okay.
Well, unfortunately, I finally got the play. But it just shows the ball that he popped up in the end. So unfortunately, it doesn't show the first pitch.
We can just try to find a way to not have
to.
Unfortunately, it doesn't show it.
I'm waiting to see for you to see the first example of Sadan Rafaela being unable to lay down a bunt.
Yeah, I can't find it.
Lay down a simple bunt and advance a runner.
So if you got it, just send it to me.
And then you will see the second opportunity that
he had. I didn't see
the.
I can't find the first.
Can we get Judd back in and see what he thinks?
Yeah, let's get him back in. Unfortunately, I can't find the first one, so there's not going to be any apology.
I do have to give you credit, though, because it does, like, when we're all saying the same exact thing and then you look at us and we all stop talking, it's because you're so convicted in what you believe that it makes me think, like,
it's projection.
No, like, I just don't really.
He's projecting his projecting his lack of information onto everybody
else. I never project, Greg. I'm just not listening to what you're saying.
Oh.
There's a difference.
Well, that's better, I guess.
Projecting is like me telling
you. Is it better?
I'm not just basically when he's talking or you're talking and I'm like, yeah, it's going through one ear and out the other.
Okay.
It's not really me projecting anything. I don't project.
Right. Well, let's get to what is trending right now.
The exclusive home for Patriots Monday and Friday.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Well, the Red Sox dropped the second of the wild card series with the Yankees. A close one with 4-3, the final. A Shime jinx this week as Brian Bayo only lasted 2 1/3, giving up 2 runs on 4 hits while not getting a single strikeout. Trevor Story had a bomb in this one to tie it at 3 apiece in the top of the sixth. His first postseason homer since 2017. Jazz Chisholm won this one for New York, running around third from first base on a 8th inning single. He slid on his belly right into home plate. So it's a win or go home tonight. 8:08 first pitch with Connolly Early getting the start. Lou Maloney, Will Middlebrooks, and Will Fleming are on the Shaw's and Star Market. WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's, go shopping, get rewarded. Kick things off with Christian Arcan at 7:08 for the MassMutual pregame show. And we have Thursday Night Football tonight. Niners at Rams, 8:15 kickoff. Hey, you can listen to that game on EEI AM this evening. So go do that. You can switch between AM and FM to listen to the Sox and Thursday Night Football. That's what's trending. Coming up next, we've got your Hill Notes.
Is the audio good enough for you, Coach, or you want a reenactment in the studio?
No. Shine sent me the film breakdown, which is pretty good, an MLB film. I apologize.
I'm waiting.
I apologize to everybody.
No?
Not everybody.
Start with me.
I don't apologize to one singular person. It's a group effort. So my apologize to the group.
Okay.
To Red Sox Nation. I was wrong.
He did lay down a foul ball bunt.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Which I thought was a strike for some reason.
Thank you. We appreciate that.
Technically, it is a strike.
A couple quick things before we get to Hill Notes today. And one is a thank you to today's Dress Greg sponsor. And that is Epigram, which is a brewery in Tingsboro.
Yes.
Do you know it?
Yeah, my cousin Brooke, who you know very well, she works there a lot of nights after.
Okay.
She's a teacher during the day, and then she works there.
Up in Shime's neck of the woods, Epigram.
I have gone there quite a few times. But, Greg, it's like one of the few places, actually, it's the only place that I know of north of the city that I can get anything close to bar pizza. And it's delightful.
Is?
Yeah, people rave about the pizza.
Yeah, it's very good.
Do they deliver?
So they are having Hocktoberfest, which is a beer festival, and that is happening on Saturday. So at LaLasher Park.
Lowell Spinners.
Yep.
Yes.
Brooke will be working that tent. So if you meet Brooke,
excellent.
Tell her you love her.
Tell her Courtney says hello.
Yep.
And I am willing to wear anything on Twitch and on YouTube as long as you are willing to make a donation to the Greg Hill Foundation for Dress Greg.
So. Greg, I have a great old radio bit.
Yes.
Bunt for bruise.
We should do that with Wiggy.
Right.
Yeah, me
right.
and TC.
Right. Also, quick Odyssey appreciation for Lewis, who is from Salem and works for the Massport Police. And I was on my old man walk yesterday afternoon and inadvertently jaywalked my way across Seaport Boulevard. He was in his cruiser, stopped, and said, "Sir, I immediately thought I was getting a ticket for jaywalking," and he said, "Love the show."
Oh, so, thank God.
I want to say hello and thank you to Lewis listening on the Odyssey app every single day, and you can do that as well if you cannot listen to us on the radio. Just download the app and listen to us wherever you are, whenever you want. All right. Hill Notes today brought to you by Coleman Electric. If you need an electrician, call Coleman.
It's electric.
Curtis, you expect Duran to know how to make a diving catch in left field, and you said that anybody could have made that catch. But you don't expect Rafaela to know how to lay down a sacrifice bunt versus bunting for a hit, which is what he was trying to do. And so there's a big disconnect, buddy. And I don't remember you saying that you ever played baseball.
Played Rivers baseball, yeah. 3-year lettered. Catcher was excellent. Grady O'Gara tried to beat me out, failed. But also I would say very simply that yes, catching a fly ball is exponentially easier than laying a bunt down in a must-win playoff game against a big league pitcher throwing 98 miles an hour. Call me crazy, but that's kind of what
I'd agree with that, Curtis.
I mean, Alex Cora is not without blame.
No.
He certainly he left Whitlock in there for way too long yesterday.
And we gave him credit yesterday, so I mean,
yeah.
You can't, like, you don't get upset. Like, we're not saying that Alex Cora should be stoned to death, but when you give the guy credit and then the next day
yes.
he makes mistakes,
right.
you gotta say, okay, that was on you, Cora.
And we all know that the stoned to death category is mm-hmm. already owned by you.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that. It's from the earth. It was put here for me and you.
Hey, Jaron Duran, your great uncle Roberto called. He wants his hands back.
Jaron Duran, 100%. That was uncalled for. I mean, yeah, I understand he moved a little bit farther back and really had to put the wheels on to make it to that ball. But, I mean, I don't think the dive was necessary. I think he could have did a simple turn of the glove, and he would have secured that ball.
Yeah, that mm-hmm. was just a disaster.
Awful.
Just a disaster.
Pathetic.
I will say I'm leaning more toward your side of things when it comes to Nate Eaton, and that I really do put that on the third base coach.
So. Yeah, you just got to take off and run, brother.
Yeah, I mean, first base coach was given it the let's go around the bases, so should have been the same over there.
Jack the Landscaper from Hampton, New Hampshire. I'm calling for the Sox winning 6-4 tonight. Let's go, Sox!
Okay. Yeah.
6-4.
Well, it's on Connolly early,
mm-hmm.
and certainly has shown that he can do it. I don't know how many innings are to be expected from a rookie like that. You know, 4, 5? What are you hoping for tonight, Curtis?
I don't know, but the New York Post has got to be salivating with these last names. Like, it's going to be an early Schlitter for the Red Sox tonight.
He's got to go at least 5, right? Because
yeah.
that bullpen's got to be gassed.
Yeah.
So that's why I said if it's going to be on these young guys and one of them's going to pee down their leg, and yep. we'll know relatively early.
Hey!
I'm guessing the entire Schlitter family will be down there in their Yankees jerseys.
Yeah, people are calling BS that his family's rooting for the Yankees, given that they're from Walpole.
Like, yeah.
That's your son.
Exactly. Yeah. That's crazy.
I said it earlier. I said it at the start of the show. I would find it hard. It's the Yankees.
Okay, but your son is on the team. Like, you would rather the Red Sox beat your son to advance in the postseason?
I used to bet against Bentley all the time when Brees was playing for him.
Well, that's
terrible.
Finally, another BC with gambling issues.
I don't care. No, I mean, I don't know. Maybe they are. I just think they, if he ends up beating the Red Sox this evening, then there has to be some kind of boycott of Needham, where his dad is the chief of police. Like, maybe stay away from the restaurants over there for a little while.
Baby Pedro, are you kidding me? The real Pedro would have never gone 2 1/3 innings.
Yeah, that was bad.
How many Shine thinks he pitched well.
I didn't think he pitched, like, horrendously
he
bad.
What did he face, 11? 11 batters.
Bad. Just a lot of lefties coming up. Cora wanted to play the mismatch, that's all.
Did he not know that going... Did Cora not know that going into the game?
He did. Breslow gave him a pitch count of 28. That was the analytics.
Cora fooled that all of a sudden Boone pinch hit a bunch of guys in the second inning?
Hey, listen, the good news is he's ready to go game one on Saturday, you advance.
Hello, Red Sox fans. Your bacon looks a little floppy. You're done. Go Yanks!
Yeah. I don't know. Anything can happen.
I'm not confident.
Anything can happen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm not confident.
I mean, no team has ever lost in this format, Curtis, after winning the first game. Am I correct about that?
You're correct, but you've said it enough to jinx it.
Okay. I mean, so that's a good, that's odds are good when it comes to the Red Sox favor.
One of the truly great nights of my life.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. P&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Was when they won Game 7 in 04. And Storo Drive, we were in a cab. It just stopped. People all ran out of their cars, were high-fiving strangers. It was just wonderful, and I would love to see something similar tonight.
So if he's baby Pedro, would that make the Yankees his granddaddy? That was bad.
It was awful. It's really an abomination to Pedro.
I love you guys. I listen to you every day. You're my alarm clock, but you guys are the biggest phonies when it comes to Red Sox. After a win, oh, they're the greatest. We love them. After a loss, oh, season's over. Pack it up. Get a grip. Bandwagon.
Yep.
But isn't that like how Red Sox fans are supposed to be?
That's all Red Sox fans. If you grew up here and lived it, it's all of us.
Have you never been here before?
It's all of us.
Greg, brother. That mime story is terrifying. I mean, you must have been scared out of your mind. I mean, I can't imagine your terror. It must have been unspeakable.
That's pretty good. Yeah, it was awful. Trapped in an elevator for 25 minutes with all mimes during the mime convention in Miami.
No.
And it was... I didn't have a fear of them before. I thought I'd see them on television or something, like on That's Incredible! And I would enjoy the mimes, but then being trapped in an elevator with them, they become creepy.
I get why you don't like Pokemon. There's a Pokemon called Mr. Mime, who is a mime.
Yeah, well, I just don't understand why they couldn't break character. Like, if you're in...
You can never break character.
Huh?
You never break character.
If you're in an emergency situation, trapped between floors in an elevator?
No, I bet you the mimes and the Blue Man Group. Yeah. Never break character.
Wiki, please dress as a mime for Halloween. Thank you.
Ooh.
One of them, at one point, I got very excited because one of them began pulling on the elevator, cable, and right. I thought for sure we were all set. Yeah. Nothing happened.
Nope.
We didn't move.
Nope.
Wasn't the actual cable.
Shoot.
Was just doing that in midair like that.
Was this a prank? Did somebody you work with set this up for you?
Like, no, I went down for Pat's game. And there happened to be the mime convention going on at the same hotel and walked into the elevator. They were all in there. They're like, you know, high five, but you can't actually complete the high five.
Right. What a bizarre world.
Mid-air high five. And then we went up like a floor and a half and stopped.
Oh.
That is very scary. Two scary things. One of my biggest fears is getting stuck in an elevator.
It's terrifying. Guy kept doing the phone hand to
like
try to call
in somebody.
call in the emergency. I was like, great, we're going to get help, and no help was on the way.
Did they last sue you with the fake rope toss?
It was terrifying.
Do you think this is what Santo hears when he's at a restaurant, checks his fantasy football, and starts getting berated by Courtney?
I don't think that. I mean,
was I berating today?
No. He's just talking about your feelings on fantasy football players.
But. Yeah. Well, I think there's a time and a place. I don't think sitting at the dinner table with your wife is the place to do it.
You know the real problem with that Hojo soap? Not enough clams.
Not enough clams.
That pizza sauce story reminded me of the award-winning Greg Hill podcast, Extra Sauce.
Oh,
remember that old chestnut?
Loved it.
Courtney Fallon and Greg Hill on local restaurants.
I mean, it debuted during the pandemic, right, which was a real problem, Curtis.
Yeah, no, it was bumpy.
It really was just a poor time to debut that.
Debuted
baby.
Number one, though.
It did. Yeah, it did. Debuted number one.
Algorithm.
And then dropped rapidly.
I just want to chime in and say, Coco, congratulations, you and Santo. Mama Bear Coco, awesome. You are on top of it. You are giving Shime tons of crap. I love it. You're feisty. You're just giving it right to it. Except for Mike Vrabel, but I wouldn't either. He's a scary man. But, hey, congrats. And keep on going. It's awesome.
Thank you.
Go. You will be able to see Courtney. She is glowing. And you'll be able to see her tomorrow morning in Newport, so...
Yes.
I'm guessing some diapers and things will be brought for you. Mm. You always get the most gifts whenever we're on the road.
I've been getting very, very kind gifts. It's very nice. Yeah.
Can you share some of those with Greg?
Yeah. Those diapers come in handy.
Yes.
Do you have some sort of a baby gift registry?
Of course.
Of course.
Yeah. It's not finalized yet, but I'm working on it.
Where is it? Lulu or where
no,
is it?
No, it's like called Baby List. It's very easy now to just like list from all different websites in one place.
Anywhere.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I will be getting you a great gift.
Oh, you don't need to do that, really.
if you want to know what epitomizes the Twitch chat, Clapback says, "When can the congrats stop?" Go outside, right. You absolute loser.
Never.
No.
No.
Until the baby is a full-grown adult.
When are you going to stop telling someone congratulations on giving life to another person? Please.
I was thinking of, I don't know if this would even be possible, but reaching out to my friends at FanDuel and seeing if we can wager on the day, time,
weight
or whatever.
I love that idea.
What do you think of that?
My dad would love that.
Yeah.
See, I don't know if you would really love that. Because like gambling, and Shine will tell you, he's the, what is he? What do they call you, Shine?
Degenerate.
Degenerate. Is you, we need all the details. Time of conception.
No, you don't need
time
that.
Of
it's
conception.
Gonna be time of birth.
No, but these but these lead
into the math on when the birth should be.
Do you want the position too?
But these lead into.
You got to set the line appropriately.
These lead into when it could potentially be
a
night baby.
I don't know the time of it.
Oh, that's because you know, like, you know how like they say, oh, sometimes if you are in this position, it's a boy, it's a girl. Like these are all the things you would need to
know.
We know
it's a boy.
Right now we know. But I think that maybe some of those other things would factor into
some have been suggesting it was the Beauport Hotel. But I don't think Santo wasn't there. He wasn't there for that.
No, I was actually pregnant at that show.
Oh, you were.
But didn't know.
That explains why you're so crabby.
Right.
Be careful the way you said that. Santo wasn't there.
But I was pregnant already at that point. I actually went back and looked.
We're going to have Courtney and Santo on Maury Povich.
No, I mean, I was pregnant at Lake Winnipesaukee show.
Really?
Yeah.
Santo,
did you
there
know
either?
No.
Oh, you didn't know it?
No.
Okay.
I found out at like 7.5 weeks that I was pregnant.
Curtis, great question on the Subaru of New England text line. I don't remember, but do you know if the mime convention had a guest speaker?
I don't remember.
Yeah, what do you do at a convention since it's silent?
You mime it.
They do everything. Like they never gain any weight because they're not really eating.
Right.
They just sit there at the like the waiters bring out the
with a classic Zeke Elliott.
Everything's mimed.
Yes. Wow. All right, is that it?
That'll do it today, Greg.
Okay, Hill Notes brought to you by Coleman Electric. If you need an electrician, call Coleman.
It's electric.
Jones and Keefe coming up momentarily. We got to get out of here and make our way to Newport, Rhode Island. And I hope you will be there tomorrow morning for a Flex Friday show at the Newport Craft Brewery with the great Jay Leno and who knows what else. So that is tomorrow morning in Newport. Before we go, could we open the window world, the Boston weather window for Chris Curtis, please? And Curtis, what do you got today and tomorrow in Newport?
Today is going to be a high of 61 in Newport. Tomorrow going to be mid to upper 60s, sunny, beautiful weather to walk around town. We have a great hotel we're staying at tonight. Thank you, Ken. Here in Boston, it is the Euros acting up. 56 degrees and sunny, afternoon high of 68. And in the Bronx for the must-win. Is tonight a must-win, Wiggs?
No.
Okay.
No, not tonight.
Going to be about 60 degrees at first pitch at Yankee Stadium in the Bronx.
Excellent. All right. Window World of Boston, not just windows. They are a one-stop shop when it comes to everything exterior for your home. So that includes siding and exterior doors and windows. Go to windowworldofboston.com. Also, before we go, time for Legendary Moments show.
It's time for Legendary Moments.
Get the duck boats ready!
Hosted by our legend.
We're happy to have the Hillman down at Patriot Place. You've been with us since the beginning.
And presented by Miller Lite, the legendary light beer. Because legendary stories start with a light. Celebrating 50 years of Miller time with our five decades old OG, Greg Hill, on Boston Sports Original, WEEI.
Well, Thursday Night Football, Mac Jones gets the start because Brock Purdy and his two. And so Shime suggested Legendary Moments, and I can't believe you gave one to Mac Jones, but the win game. Am I correct about that?
Yeah, well, I mean, it wasn't really a Mac Jones game. Greg Cincy only threw the ball like three times, but it was a great win for the New England Patriots, who faced the Buffalo Bills again this Sunday. Mm. In that game, Damian Harris had over 100 yards rushing, and it was one of the signature wins of that 2021 season.
And the future looked so bright then, didn't it really?
For some of you.
Island people.
I believe some people said Bill's going to surpass Tom. And they made T-shirts.
I mean, he really did have a great rookie season, though, yep. When you think about it.
It was good. I mean, the island was flourishing.
And he threw a touchdown pass in the Pro Bowl, if you remember.
Yeah. That is correct.
I think he filed that trademark, things started going off the rails.
The gritty.
Yeah. Yeah.
He did. He was, I think he was the last Patriots quarterback, though, to beat Buffalo, because he did it again in 2023, a game that I was actually at, where he had that comeback win. And he beat them 29-25 at Gillette.
That's right, the Hunter Henry touchdown at
yes.
the end.
Yeah. All right, well, that was for Mac Jones, a legendary moment. And legendary moments are brought to you by Miller Lite. Legendary stories start with a light. And here's the 50 years of Miller time. That will do it for us today. We will see you tomorrow morning and talk to you on the radio and on Twitch and YouTube. But we'll see you in Newport, Rhode Island.
Sox win tonight?
I believe they win. Yes, I believe fate is on their side. I expect big things from Connolly early, and so we will see. But 8:08 first pitch on the Shaws and Star Market Red Sox Radio Network tonight. So go Sox!
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.